It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how to
What a great song. We're heading back to the Wonder Years right now. Very happy to have our next guest on. She's an author. She's a big social media star. And she's our guest right now, Danica McKellar. What's going on, Danica? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Do you like that Joe Cocker song? Or are you over it?
I love that Joe Cocker song. No, I love it. It makes me happy every time I hear it. Great song.
You know what made me happy? I was on social media. I know it's been a while, but I was researching you, so I was looking at your social media, not creeping whatsoever, but I saw your son, amazing, that he can play the piano, and I got to give props to you that you have him playing Van Halen, which is fantastic. He's pretty good on those keys. It was like Liberace.
I know. He's amazing, but I can't take any credit for it whatsoever. It's his dad. His dad is an amazing piano player and teaches him. I'm his biggest fan. While his dad, my ex-husband, teaches him and probably is really hard on him, when he plays at our house, I'm just like, that's so good. Oh, my gosh. Can you just play? And he's like, Mom, I made a mistake. I'm like, you did? I didn't even notice. It's amazing. So I'm his biggest fan. He gets the opposite, you know, reactions from his parents, I'm sure. I love when he plays.
Make sure you follow Danica on social media, and you can see her son. I mean, he really can play the piano, and you dedicated your new children's book to your son, Double Puppy Trouble, which is a very cute book. I had a chance to read it, and not only is it fun for children, some of the warmest moments I remember as a child is my mother reading to me, so I try to do the same to my kids. It's just a great experience with your children, but this one also not only a fun story, but a little bit of learning thrown in there as well, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've been writing math books for years. There are 11 of them now, all at mckellarmath.com. I've got them for ages 0 through 16. I like teach math concepts in middle school and high school, all the way through high school geometry. But I also have these picture books that are just fun, colorful books that you can read, like you said, read them to your kids, that happen to sneak a little math concept in. So Double Puppy Trouble is one of these picture books like that. And it's a really cute story of this girl named Moxie who wants more of everything. But be careful what you wish for, because she finds a stick where if you point at something and push the button, that thing will double. She decides to double their puppy, and the button gets stuck. So the puppies keep doubling and doubling. So it's 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128 puppies. It's the puppy mayhem. They're everywhere. They're spilling out of the house. They're sliding down the roof. They're in the yard. They're creating a mud bath with a hose. And it's just like, it's just adorable and so fun. At the end of the day, the book teaches that maybe sometimes less is more, and let's be grateful for what we have. Along the way, it's teaching how to double and creating a really happy association with big numbers. Because what could be more happy and adorable and less intimidating than puppies?
Do you have any dogs at your house, Danica?
Just one. Yes.
Just one puppy.
And he is, he's so cute. And he looks like a puppy. He's 11 years old now, but he's about 20 pounds. His name is Spartacus. That was his name at the shelter where we got him. And we just kept his name. I've always believed in keeping dogs' names, whatever they've been called for a while, just because to keep some consistency. But he's a sweetheart.
You've written like a dozen books, and from what I see, they all seem to be children's book. I was wondering if maybe you gravitate towards the children's books because maybe you feel like some of your childhood was lost, because I'm sure there were long days on the set and you didn't get to have a regular childhood. Do you think that's why maybe you gravitate towards the children's?
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. First time you did something for the first time.
books?
What a sad theory. I don't think so, no. I had a wonderful childhood. Very, very lucky to be on a set that had very supportive parents. My parents in particular were very clear on the priorities. Health, family, and education come before anything having to do with Hollywood. And that's probably why, you know, if there's any reaction to the way I grew up, it was me taking a total break from acting for 4 years. That was me, you know, and I got a degree in mathematics. So for me, anything that I thought I had sort of lost out on, and probably the biggest thing, because I had lots of friends and I went to school, I went just back and forth between school and the set. But what I longed for, two things. One was knowing where I was going to be, because the set could call the day before, and I thought I'd be at school for the next history test, and I wasn't. I'd have to reschedule it. It was just like a lot of rescheduling of things and never knowing if I was going to be there for something in advance. So I took a break from all that and just was a student. And I also loved the opportunity to get to know who I was outside of Hollywood. So I suppose in a way, the fact that I write math books now is sort of because of that, but not in a direct way. It's more that I had this opportunity to fall in love with math because I needed to take a break from acting and just find out who else I was and where else my value came from. And I just loved doing that. I loved being a math student and becoming well-known in the department, not because I was on TV, because a lot of the professors didn't even like own TVs. And there was no such thing as watching TV on your phone. We didn't have smartphones yet. So I was well-known for being a superstar math tutor, you know, in calculus in the math department. Like that kind of stuff is what I really enjoy doing. So anyway, I discovered this amazing confidence that comes from feeling smart when you dedicate yourself to something like math and you stick with problems, even when you feel confused and you think you can't do it and you stay with it and you teach yourself that you're smarter and stronger than you thought. And I just knew that I could give this to kids. And because it made such a difference in my life, I really want to give that to other kids as much as possible. So I've been writing these math books. And again, like I said, they're all at mckellarmath.com, all with the mission to make math more accessible, more fun to learn, and to give kids the opportunity to strengthen their brain by doing math. It's like going to the gym for your brain. So I'm just thrilled that I'm able to use my notoriety, you know, from these movies that I've been doing Hallmark movies for a long time, and now I'm on these movies on Great American Family, this new channel. I love the fact that parents are watching my movies and then buying my books for their kids, and I just get the greatest stories, people telling me how their kids have turned a corner in math because of me, and it's just a wonderful feeling.
I love the title of one of your books that you wrote called Math Doesn't Suck, because I know a lot of kids will say that it sucks, and I even have heard my daughter say, when will I ever use this? Why do I need to know Y equals X?
How old is she?
She's just turned 14.
Okay, so you need to get her my books, because is she taking Algebra 1 right now?
I believe she's in pre-algebra. It's just school just started.
Okay,
today's
so
the first day.
That's right, you're right. Okay, so then Kiss My Math is the book that I want you to get for her, okay? Kiss My Math. In every single chapter of that book, and it's pre-algebra, I explain how you would use whatever that is in your real life. So she won't be able to ask. She has that question, she will have an answer. And that was something really important to me when I was writing these books. Like, I got to make sure that kids know when they would use it. So that's absolutely a part of every chapter.
We're talking with author, actress, Danica McKellar. Of course, you remember her as Winnie Cooper. She's on a lot of Christmas movies on Hallmark and, of course, a fun follow on social media. I know that there are child labor laws out there. You seem to be a genius you've graduated with a big degree from UCLA and you've dedicated your life to mathematics. What was the schoolroom like when you're on the set of a big hit TV show? I think that they, according to the labor laws, they wanted you in class like 3 hours a day. Is that something that the producers would make sure happened, or did they only care about the ratings?
No, the producers were definitely cared about us as kids. And I often did more than 3 hours. I mean, that was just my nature, but we always did what was required. And then, like I said, I usually did more. I mean, I always cared about school. And I was going to a regular school. I would go back and forth. So the days that I was working, I was working. And the days that I wasn't working, I was in school. And I just simply learned how to juggle that. That was a challenge into itself, but it taught me about how to juggle a multifaceted career that has helped me today, since I juggle writing math books and acting and being a homeschooling mom.
We had one of the guys here around the studio, Danica, say that Winnie Cooper was his first crush as a young boy. I'm curious to know, who was Danica's big crush back when she was playing the role of Winnie Cooper? Did you have a crush at that?
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Point in your life?
I did. Michael J. Fox.
That was your guy, huh? I love
totally.
Those. Yeah,
Michael J. Fox.
And did you have an opportunity to meet him?
All the Back to the Future movies and Family Ties. No, I have not met him. But when I was about 8 years old, I think, my sister and I my mom was driving us to school, and Michael J. Fox was in the car behind us. And I'll never forget, he was driving this little black Mercedes convertible, and my sister, Crystal, and I turned around. My mom was like, hey, let's see who's in the car behind us. We turned around, started freaking out, jumping up and down like on our chairs, waving, screaming. And I remember he looked up, saw us, laughed, like put his head down, and then looked up again and gave a little wave with his hands. Like his hands were on the wheel, but just kind of gave a wave with that hand right there. I'll never forget it. I could put that back in my mind like it was yesterday for the rest of my life. It was like the biggest moment for that 8-year-old Danica. I'll never forget it. It was amazing.
People want to know, did Winnie and Kevin ever hook up? That was a question I was told I needed to ask you. Did they?
Off screen?
Off screen? I mean
obviously
you could tell us whatever
right?
you want.
Well, no, on screen, we had our little sweet kisses on screen. Nothing happened off screen ever. We were just friends.
And then your friend Paul Saviano, he's also a brilliant mind. He graduated from Yale. Have you spoken to Paul Pfeiffer lately?
Yeah.
He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah, he's a lawyer in New York. He and my sister actually went to school together. They both went to Yale, and they both became lawyers. You know, Crystal played Becky Slater on The Wonder Years. Some people know that, and some people are like, wait, what? Your sister was on the show, too? Because some people don't know that Crystal and I both auditioned for the role of Winnie Cooper. And it came down literally to the two of us, and they liked her so much. They said, "Well, we're gonna write another role for you." And she did about nine or ten episodes of The Wonder Years. But it ended up not being what she wanted to do with her life, so it all worked out. But we got to work together in some scenes together a few times, which was a lot of fun.
I really appreciate your time today, Danica. The new book is called Double Puppy Trouble: A Lot of Life Lessons Learned in the New Children's Book. Also, Kiss My Math: Math Doesn't Suck. A whole line of great books for your children to read. Make sure you check it out. And thank you so much for your time, Danica. And thanks for spreading positive energy throughout the world. We really need that right now.
Thank you. Same to you.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.